Hi guys, and welcome back to the Sisterhood Guidance. My name is Mary, and it's been a while. It's been a while, and there's a lot that has happened in my life, also just business-wise, privately. I've grown so much in the past few months, and I couldn't be more grateful for what I could experience. And you know, I was thinking about like how I should make this comeback and how I should update you guys, because if there's a lot of things that are happening right now at the moment, you don't know where to start. So that was where I was, and I didn't really know what I should talk about because there's so much, but then again, you just don't know where to start, right? So I was thinking about it, and today something happened. And I felt just the need to talk with you guys again, to talk about life. There's nothing that I was thinking about like as of a topic, but you know, today a lot of things in my life, I'm questioning a lot, you know. And I know, like, as a medium, or like how when you get in the messages and whatever, guys, like, I'm also human and I also have my emotions and feelings, and I'm not better than anyone out there, you know. I have my struggles, I have my challenges, and that is totally normal. And what I always wanted was just to give you kind of the raw me and just who I am. And that is also why I felt like I need to record a podcast today. I've been going through a lot, actually, and one of the things that I really want to talk about is my soulmate. And you know, when you found your soulmate and you miss him, and you know like you are kind of in this belief, you know, like things are going to happen and anything, like anything that is yours will not miss you, and that is what I live by, right? And you know, when you go onto my Instagram account or like see me and talk with me, I always preach about that. But I would lie to you if I don't sometimes doubt. If I don't doubt, is that the right thing for me? Is this and it is so important in that moment to not judge yourself for having these emotions, because the emotions you have need to be lived through, right? Because in the word it already says emotion, like we need to live through this feeling without judging it, right? And it's normal, it's human to do that, but it is always important to go back to your beliefs and what you feel inside. Now, it's not only just to have a message and just be like, okay, well, these are the messages and that's it. No. What I always tell my clients, or like when I see people or whatever, I always tell them to listen to their intuition, because that is the only tool you need to be spiritual, I guess, you know. I don't believe in, as I said, manifestation or like putting crystals in water, you know, like those kind of things don't resonate with me at all. Because the only thing that I believe is the belief in yourself, believing in yourself and believing in what you can create and co-create with the universe. Now, with my soulmate right now, it's very fresh that I have this kind of being very honest about the situation. Like, it's really hard for me right now to be in the same situation as before. And there's just something that happened today where I am not ready to talk about, but you know, like I'm trying to let him go. Not because, like, no, I don't mean by letting him go, like, you know, like, that I will stop loving him or like that I would stop missing him or anything like that, but letting go of when it will come and letting go of the outcome. I am going to be fine if it's with him or without him. And I'm strong enough to handle this, you know? And that's something I just got in today, you know, where I reflected on the situation and I just knew, like, I need to let this situation go, not let this person go, like, in that kind of sense, but let the situation go how it is right now and just accept it for what it is. Because sometimes you cannot change the situation, but go into love and compassion and, you know, understanding that it isn't the time yet. A really good friend of mine then was there for me, and she, I get the shivers when I talk about this, but she really helped me through this. And she told me something so important. She said, "You don't need anybody, you just need yourself." And that is so true. I'm so thankful. Like, I try when I go into these kind of moments, I really try to go through it with a lot of gratefulness and just thankful for what I have and being in the present moment, seeing what I have, seeing what I've already reached. And you know, like, we give ourselves not a lot of credits. And just today, I just, you know, like, I'm going through a lot of emotions right now. And I would be lying if it is easy, you know, like, I really wanted to come back and be like, I'm very strong, you know, and I did this or I did that. But to be honest with you guys, I'm going through things and I just needed some time off to be going through it privately first. And I thought, you know, when I feel better, I will talk about it and yada, yada, yada. But it just takes so long that, you know, I felt like, why not talk about it, like, very honest and vulnerable about the situation? Because maybe someone out there needs that. Maybe someone out there can relate to it. And maybe someone doesn't feel like, maybe someone feels less alone. And I really hope that I could help somebody with this, you know? Now, missing your soulmate is no joke. And I get it completely. You get tangled up in the situation. You just, like, for me at least, like, I started to somehow wait for him, you know? And today it really clicked with me. Like, I can't put my life on hold for a situation that, you know, I don't know what the outcome is. And it sounds maybe very stupid, like, in the beginning, if I say that, because of course, like, you should never wait for someone else. But when you're in the situation, sometimes feelings just take over yourself, you know? And life is very short and very hard. And what I'm trying to do right now is just to kind of survive and just to, you know, make it as easier, like, as easy as possible, for me at least, even though it does hurt. But like, if you can't change a situation, then you cannot change a situation, right? And the only thing you need to do is either accept it, or you can still be in that situation feeling miserable for yourself and don't do anything about that. So this is where I'm standing right now. And I think the biggest message that I have in this episode is really just to live your life, because the only person you really need is yourself. But, you know, it helps when you have good friends around you. And I'm so thankful and I'm so grateful that I have this friend and that she's there for me. And she, like, not only her, but also others, you know, like, there's a lot of friends that are standing there, being there for me and listening to me. And that alone also fills up your heart with love. So never underestimate a friendship, because I would never want to exchange this friendship for anything else anymore. And I'm so grateful. I really hope you guys liked this episode, even though it's a little bit darker. And, you know, like, I'm very vulnerable in this episode. And as you can hear, my voice is very shaky. But I really hope, like, somebody out there doesn't feel alone and can relate to it, and that I could help somebody more today. And we shall hear each other soon again. Bye.